right, where's my money?
Money. Money, money.
Daily Bread.
Follow the Money Weekly presents the Retirement Minute.
Oh no, it's January, and I forgot to make my 2011 contribution to my IRA. Is it too late? The answer to that is no. Generally speaking, the IRS allows you to make your IRA contribution for a particular tax year up until April 15th of the following year. This rule applies to both traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs, giving you some flexibility in terms of the timing of your annual IRA contribution. In year 2010 and 2011, you can contribute a total of $5,000 a year to all the IRAs you own. In addition, if you're age 50 or older, you can make an extra catch-up contribution of $1,000 for year 2011. So as you prepare for future years, don't forget that you can make your annual IRA contribution in a series of payments rather than in one lump sum. For example, let's say you want to invest the maximum amount in your IRA for year 2012. You can either make a lump sum contribution of $5,000, or you can set a savings plan whereby you invest a fixed amount each month in your IRA, because you're allowed to spread your 2012 IRA contribution over a 15.5-month period. You can invest as little as $322.58 per month and still end up contributing the full $5,000. And thank you for joining me this week for your Retirement Minute.
All right, well, John Burrs is a retirement specialist within the Christian Financial Advisor Network. That's on the web at www.cfanetwork.org. If you're looking for a trusted financial advisor, someone who can help you in your investments, or if you're looking for a trusted Christian lawyer, an attorney, or a Christian real estate agent, simply go to cfanetwork.org, fill out the free brief online form, and someone from your area will be in touch with you within 3 business days.